Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
The average person, which, let's be honest, who's average, loses nearly $200 worth of stuff when they're drunk every single year. I mean, if you lose something like a phone, that's easily more than $200. But 833-563-2539. What did you lose when you are drunk? I want to go to Anonymous because they've been hanging on for a hot second. Anonymous, what did you lose when you were drunk?
Okay, this isn't my most classic and proud moment, but I lost my phone and I lost my car keys. So I had to have my car towed the next day and have a key made at the dealership.
No!
So, dang!
Those are two major things, but you had your phone.
Well, I didn't have my phone. I lost it. I found it the next day. Like, the only number I unfortunately remember is one of my best friends and my mom's. And so I had to call that person. It's actually a scene from Hangover, and I would rather.
Okay, what were you drinking? Were you doing shots? Give us the
Jaeger bombs. Ah! I will never drink Jaeger.
Jaeger will get ya.
Come on, we'll buy you a round right now. Let's do it. Shots. All right, Anonymous. Thank you for calling in. We're glad to hear that you're doing okay now. That's like a double whammy, though, because your most essential things you need, car keys, obviously not when you're drunk. You shouldn't be driving, but you need them eventually to move your vehicle, start it. And then your phone, who do you call?
I know.
I don't know any numbers. I don't know if this is bad, but I don't know anybody's number. Only number I have memorized is the station number.
Really? Well, that's good, though.
I'm sure that'll be like,
hey. No one here would help you.
Is anybody there?
I know my parents' home and both their cell phones, so that's good. Okay. I got that covered.
Let's go to everybody here in the room. But if you have something, 833-563-2539, who would like to go?
I mean, I have lost a lot of things when I've been intoxicated. I will say one time I lost my car keys and my apartment keys. They were just two keys on one keychain. And a lot of times I'll keep my purse open. And so I think how I lost them, I was bending down and bending over to shotgun a beer. And I think they toppled out of my purse because it was open when I did that. And so I was stuck, not able to get into my apartment and not able to drive anywhere. And my only spare keys were at my parents' house. So I had to have a friend drive me 2.5 hours all the way to my parents' house to get my spare keys. And then another time I lost my phone. I woke up and I didn't have my phone. And all day I'm searching everywhere to get it, to find it, all of this stuff. And it turns out that it was in the toilet in our sorority house the entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I guess I put it in my back pocket, and when I went down to go to the bathroom, it fell in, and I didn't realize, and then I just went right upstairs to bed.
This is a whole other topic, so maybe we can say it for another day, but I don't understand women that put their phone in their back pocket or in their bra. Like, ladies, like, why are we putting the phones in those places? But I could see how that would fall in the toilet.
I don't need to be drunk. I lose stuff all the time. I've lost my AirPods, which I'm still upset about. I got to get new ones. And then I also lost my credit card, which was terrible because I went through a drive through and I was getting a smoothie and I just didn't get my card back. And the next day I was traveling, so I called in a sheer panic and they had it. And they have like a bus. She said, oh, we get this all the time because they don't give you your card back through the drive through. And they have a stack thick of credit cards that people just drive away without.
I'm trying to think of what I've lost when I was drunk. I lose a lot of things when I'm sober.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I'd lose more sober things than when I'm drunk.
I do dumb things when I'm like a little intoxicated, but
I lost my sister's ID back in the day in college before I...
The fake?
Yeah, fake ID. But no, it was her real ID. I was posing as her.
Way to go. You ruined it.
And she was not happy.
One time when I was really drunk, I lost my friend and he ended up sleeping on the hood of my car in the parking garage.
That is like the hangover.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Do I know your friend?
No. His name is Justin.
Okay, dang. I was wondering if it was somebody that I actually knew. Let's go to Amy this morning at 833-563-2539. Amy, what happened when you were drunk? What'd you lose?
Okay, so I was all the way out in Brown County. Me and my friend went all the way out there to a party to see a guy that she likes. And I thought she had the keys. When we go to leave and we're both... Well, I wasn't drunk. I was driving home, but we couldn't find the keys. And mind you, Brown County is all country, big woods. Like, we looked everywhere, couldn't find the keys, had to get a ride halfway back home and have somebody come pick us up from there. she went back the next day, had to have somebody drive her all the way out there. It's like a 30-40 minute drive. Looked, could not find it. So she went and bought a new ignition to put in. I had to take her out there. The ignition didn't work, so we had to go back out. Mind you, we're like 4 days in now. She has three children, like, was screwed. Well, one morning I'm sleeping, and my boyfriend goes to get in my purse, and he's like, babe, are these her keys? And it's like 6, 7 in the morning. I instantly start crying. I call her. She's not answering. And finally, she answers, and she's like laying there half asleep, like, somebody better be dying. And all I do is hold up her keys, and she shot up so quick, and I just start crying. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that happened the whole time. So she wasted all this time and money not having a car, and they were in my purse the entire time.
Oh, Amy, man. You sound like a great friend.
Dude, that would happen to me.
No, that's embarrassing, but at least you found them. There is like a silver lining at the end of that. Amy, thank you for calling into Joe and Mackenzie. If you got anything else, hey, hit us up on Twitter. Give us a follow, too. We'd like to know what was done when you were drunk. What'd you lose? It's Joe and Mackenzie.